Hello, SFL Nation. I'm Brian Craven. This is Coach's Corner. We've got a whole bunch of segments for you today. We're going to do a bashing the SFL, possibly an unhinged session with Doug Day, if I can get him in here. Guy's still sleeping, like he stays up all night or something. Going to have Freddie Trammell on the show. We're doing some prospect profiles. Got a lot to do today. I may break them up into some different episodes. We'll see what happens. But we got people that they got things to say, and we got to get it out there for you. So buckle up, grab a snack, maybe some coffee. Let's get into it. Okay, and we're here with Doug Day and Freddie Trammell. We may be adding some guys along the way, but this is Bashing the SFL. Just a little free-for-all roundtable talk about some of the latest topics. We might find them interesting, you may not, but if you're listening, you're stuck with this, so just enjoy. Freddie, Doug, glad to have you guys on again. How you guys doing?
Oh, doing
well.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hanging out.
You guys get to see that latest Mertis Dykeman interview? What did you think of that?
I was dying. That was so funny.
It was hilarious. I mean, had me my side rolling on my side. I was hurting so bad.
Yeah, I'll tell you, when Charles said, "Hey, have you got time to VC?" And I said, "Sure." And he said, "All right, I need to show you something. Keep an open mind. If you're not okay with it, we won't do it, but just keep an open mind." He said keep an open mind half a dozen times at least, and then that picture popped up, and I couldn't speak. I was laughing so hard I just couldn't speak. I think he captured my essence quite well, don't you?
I met you in person, and that, oh my god. Still laughing.
He even had the visor. He even had the visor,
yes,
right?
Yes, he even had the visor.
I was dying.
Classic.
Maybe next year we'll have a skinnier character for me. Probably not. Who am I kidding?
I could just wait to see Dave Axis on there, like you said, with the doing the mani-pedi and having...
Oh, my God.
Grapes and champagne.
You have the house coming down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be hilarious.
But I mean, on a serious note, though, this is where the SFL's going. Teams are really starting to up their game on, certain things. People see that, they're like, this is funny, what is this? And then they want to join and be a part of it.
Well, it's more than a football game now,
Yeah.
Get more like a brotherhood, family, we're doing other things besides playing football, We play basketball, we play baseball, we do everything together.
That's right. Yeah. We got hockey coming soon, hopefully. Yeah, we got a lot of fun going on. And I've said this on my, one of my more recent shows. I don't know how easily I get into the league if all these guys were here when I came in, because my goodness, there's a lot of talent, a lot of stuff being done. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of very talented guys.
Yeah, very much. Very much. So we talked a little bit in the past. Have you guys seen any new rookies pop up that have impressed you recently?
Go ahead, Doug.
I think you did an interview with one, Jeff Gagne, and Thomas Smith, but those guys have been in here for a while. But the new guys, I think it's pretty much just the same.
Blue would be one for me.
Yeah, Matt Finnick starting to pop in a little bit more.
Yeah,
they're starting to get,
Yeah, I'd like to get Matt on the show, and I haven't actually had Thomas Smith on the show, and we talked about it a while back. I need to. The truth be told, some guys have gotten lost in the shuffle, unfortunately. I've gotten so many requests and so many things happen that I have to scroll way down to find some of those messages. And if any of those guys are listening, just DM me again. I'm not going to get, you know, I'm not going to get offended. It's like, hey, you old coot, you forgot about me. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Because I want to get as many people on as want to be on. I want to give them a shot.
But
Matt has popped up a little bit. You guys, you know, we talked to Ace a fair bit with him being my quarterback on Lone Star. And he's very proud of Matt. He says, Matt.
Quarterback on who?
Brain cramp. Sorry. Concussion moment. Quarterback on San Jose. I'm involved with too many teams.
Right.
Edit.
Yeah. Thanks, Freddie. Matt sounds like a great young man.
I tell you the guy that I've been kind of monitoring a little bit, and it would be an honor to just go out and have a beer with him. And that is Jess Otis Boudreaux.
Oh yeah.
Seems like a cool guy to, you know, go out and hang out with and tailgate at a football game.
Oh wow.
Yes, if you're ever in the neighborhood, you know what we need to do.
Everybody just needs to relocate.
Right.
Yeah, well, there's an awful lot of that. That's a bittersweet feature for me. I mean, heck, our Lone Star teammates, I want to do all that stuff with all of you guys, you know.
Oh yeah.
To say nothing of all the other people in the league. That's why it's a shame about the convention. I don't think I was going to be able to go to the convention. I don't think I was going to be able to swing it this season. But it's a shame that we're having to postpone that. You know, you got to do what you got to do. But something like that just sounds so fun to me. Just the hanging out, just the you know, hanging out at a restaurant or a bar, you know, picking it on the patio with the
laser tag.
Yes, that too. But just to sit around and talk face to face would be amazing. It would be amazing. It really would be.
Yeah. I've got my list.
I know you do. You've got quite a list.
Shout out to Hugo and who's Stats Man?
Oh yeah.
Oh, Roscoe Santagria.
I think it's Rosca.
Oh, is it?
Rosca.
Oh yeah. Huh?
We know who we're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Well, and lately I've gotten to see Art Vandelay in action. Delaney Nash, of course. Doug, you and I knew from Vancouver.
Yeah,
he's a funny guy. There's a lot of good guys.
Eagle, I love that name. Eagle Mondavi, I love that name.
That sounds like a wine. That's awesome. Hey.
Bonjour. We are going to have the Eagle Mondavi today for dinner.
We are bringing in Diva 315, gentlemen. Big Al.
Anything like Big Al.
Big Al, there he is.
Hey, Big Al, what's up, buddy?
He's connecting to the audio right now.
What's up, Big Al?
We will, once we get him connected, I'll do a little intro because some of our listeners haven't heard from Al yet.
Al been on vacation.
Yeah, he has.
With the grandkids.
Yeah, Al been tearing it up this preseason, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. I don't know. Nod if you can hear us, Al.
Can you hear us, Al? Give us a thumbs up.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, there he is. All right. That is awesome.
Sweet.
Still got it. Doesn't look like I've got the audio on you yet, though, Al.
I think he's muted.
Yeah.
So things are getting kind of fired up here, man. Ain't going to be long. Got, what, week 8 coming up of SLL Minors and the Minors playoffs and the draft.
Yeah, that's right. What, there's a team on there. Oh, do we have audio on you, Al? Say hello, Al.
Can you guys hear me now?
There you are.
Yeah, there you are.
All right. How's everybody?
For everyone listening, this is Al Lewis. nicknamed the Wrecking Crew.
The Wrecking
Crew. He is going to be our defensive tackle for Lone Star. I got to know Al last season. We had a little side group that I've mentioned called RS14. He's a good guy. When Charles and I started talking about getting people on Lone Star, Al was one of the first people that came up. I said, this is the guy we need. Let's go get him. And we're really happy to have him. Al's been really busy, but we're happy to have him on the show. Al, say hello.
Hey, everybody.
Al, why don't you give us a really quick where you're from and perhaps how you found the SFL?
Okay. I currently live in Adamsville, Alabama. The closest town near me would be Birmingham.
Okay.
I've been here since 1998. I'm a New Yorker, transplanted New Yorker. And I found out about the SFL through Chris Andrews, whom I work along. And I'm not exactly sure how he found out about it. Yes, I guess I am. There was an app that we were using to, we cut the cable cord last year.
Okay.
And there was an app we were using, and the app had esports, a lot of esports channels. And Chris found it.
And okay.
He told me about it about a week later. I joined, and you guys know the rest.
Nice.
That's so cool.
Guys, there's another question we have to get from him that everybody's had to answer. Just come on here. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Celebrity crush?
Yeah, celebrity arranged marriage. Al, you got to tell us who your celebrity arranged marriage should be.
Okay.
And Stevie Nicks is already taken.
All right. I thought about this when I read it. I've been following. I just haven't been getting on, but I've been following it. I thought about this. Mine is a combination of two actresses.
Okay.
Well, two performers. One's an actress and one's a performer.
Okay.
Drum roll.
I'm trying to think of her name. You guys follow The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
All right. Michonne's face.
Okay.
On Nicki Minaj's body.
Okay.
But Michonne's complexion, and that's it. Yeah.
Okay, that is very specific, and I appreciate the detail you went into. That's amazing. That's amazing.
And
that's
Frankenbride.
I try to please.
Frankenbride. That's perfect. That's perfect. I like it. I like it. That worked for me. Okay, and fortunately, that's not one that's been taken, so she's all yours.
Awesome.
You've got the rights.
Oh, yeah.
You've got the rights, yeah. Yeah. We're going to have a little fight over Stevie Nicks, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We'll probably do a Thunderdome spell. I think Freddie's going to come out on top on that one.
who said it first? Who called it first?
Freddie. But that's partly because I called on him first, because Liam was, when I called on Liam, he said, you took mine. So
I think Liam was just doing that. I think he was just messing with everybody.
He might be. That's funny. So Al, how much have you been able to keep track of the signings and all of the off-season stuff? You've checked in with us quite a bit. We've talked quite a bit. You know everybody on our team. What have you seen with the league as a whole? Anything jump out?
Yeah. Well, to my knowledge, Pickles hasn't been signed yet.
You're correct. That's right.
And the rumor was he might sign with us.
Yes.
I asked Charles on multiple occasions. He told me flat out no.
Uh-huh.
It's a rumor, though, so you never know.
You never know. But, you know, it seems to me that Dave's been leading them on.
We
got to
keep them all guessing.
I don't think it's happening, but yeah, hey, you never know. That's a big one. Go ahead.
Don't we have a quarterback, and aren't we planning on drafting Shane?
Shane not a quarterback. We can't draft Shane at quarterback.
No.
No.
Yeah, but, we have some ideas.
But we've got a guy that we've got our eyes on. He's going to be a great fit for the team. Shane is probably going to have to go through the process and be next season guy, just because of getting his value up and all that stuff. He's got a goal, and he's willing to put in the work for it. I can appreciate that. It's a shame for us not to have him, but
right.
You know, it is what it is. That's a big one. Did you catch any of the guys coming out of retirement? Any thoughts on those?
I wonder why it was a flood for a minute there.
About
a week and a half, it was just, you know, guys coming out. I was a little dismayed by it, only because they're taking jobs from guys, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, if I wasn't lucky enough to know you guys, I would have been one of the guys that would have been really pissed. I'm like, well, you know, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I just thought that was a little, you know, it left a sour taste in my mouth.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And well, I guess it still does.
Yeah, well, yeah, understandable. And I think it settled down a little bit, and it doesn't look like there's anybody else coming out. And the league acknowledges that it's a thing, and I'm sure they'll deal with it. They've got so many things to deal with right now that's probably not at the top of their list.
Yeah, final draft, final SFML M week, and then the playoffs, yes. And then the draft, and then oh my gosh!
I can't imagine all the details that, you know. As Doug said, I'm the guy pounding, the caveman pounding a rock with another rock when it comes to the negative stuff. I can't even imagine the details that go into that. I don't want to even think about it.
Our job is the best part. Our job is so easy. We just sit around and speculate stuff and throw out, you know, crazy rumors and
what ifs.
Yeah, stir the pot.
But isn't that all of what the No Fun League does prior to their draft?
Oh, yes, sure. Well, sports in general. I mean, when you stop and think about sportscasters, sports writers, they get paid to be hacks. You know, I mean, they just make up the craziest crap and put it out there. I mean, I'm looking at you, Nick Wright. You're an idiot. Mac Kellerman, Skip Bayless, all of those guys, you know, those guys are idiots. And I love it, you know. I love that we've got that kind of a format. I love that we get to do our own amateur hour of it for our league.
And oh yeah.
Truth be told, I'm not paying a whole lot of attention to any of the other things going on because I'm having too much fun with ours.
Hey, Craven, I was wanting to get Wrecking Crew's thought on our schedule. Has he got to see it yet? And what's his thoughts of our first couple games?
Oh yeah, did you see that, Al?
No, I have not. I have not seen it yet. Chris was trying to tell me something about it once we started going back to work, but I've been so caught up in other things, I haven't gotten a chance to look at it yet. How are we looking?
Yeah, it's a good looking schedule. There's some challenges on there, no doubt. We open with Arizona. And so, yeah, well, like I said, I saw that and I thought, oh, crap, Eddie Gage, you know, I get to go against Eddie's defense on my very first pro game. He's gonna make me look dumb.
The best part is the best part though is we get to smash and bash on DJ Moses.
Sure, yeah. DJ's a friend. I like DJ. You know, and you've been saying crap to AJ, which seems ungentlemanly of you, but you know.
Oh no! All love for AJ.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah.
Is there any way that I could get to see some of the Sims?
Yeah.
Yes.
In the locker room at night, man. There's one right now. If you scroll up a little bit, go up. There's the last one we did against. Who was that?
Arizona.
Arizona, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
It's still on there. I just watched it a little while ago.
Oh, did you? Okay. Okay.
Okay.
You just have to, I'm going to get on my desktop and look at it.
Yeah, you definitely want to have a look at that. You had a whale of a game, Al. You're going to enjoy that one.
I want to see it, yeah.
We got some alternate unis going there, you know, just to see. Those aren't necessarily what they're going to be, but we're trying out a few things.
I posted a few pictures you can take a look at, too. I tried to get you, but I haven't been able to get you yet.
Yeah, Charles has been doing one once a night, you know, about 8 o'clock, 8:15, 8:30.
Yeah.
I've been seeing him come through.
Yeah.
I've been seeing him come through.
Yeah, I didn't. Locker room.
I didn't know if the link still worked, but I can watch it. I went into my history on YouTube and was able to look down it there.
Yeah.
I've got it going right now, as a matter of fact.
Look at you.
It's just like a yogi said, you just go in there and you just push that bar back to the beginning and it starts all over.
Oh, I get what you did there. Yogi, bar.
Yeah, that'll be a good one to watch, Al. You had a game in that one. You were wreaking havoc. You were being a wrecking crew in the middle. That's all I can say. Yeah, we're gonna have fun.
Better look out for Lone Star this year.
Yeah, I think defensively. I think defensively we're gonna be a handful. Yeah, we're gonna be a handful. You looking forward to the draft? You're gonna be able to. You think you'll be able to kind of tune in at least and take part in that?
I'm gonna try to. As it stands right now, we're cycling the grandkids, which is why I'm on vacation this week.
Yeah.
And we're cycling the grandkids, so it depends on exactly when my turn comes back up.
Okay. How many grandkids do you have?
Four.
Four grandkids?
Four, yeah. Nine to three.
Wow. Woo. Wow, that's... Do you have them all at your place at the same time?
Yeah, that's the way it is right now. That's the way it was. That's the way it was for the past 2.5 weeks I had them. I'm walking around with a limp. My 3-year-old backed his Hummer over my foot Saturday. I'm walking around with a limp.
Wait, his Hummer? Oh, you mean one of those little, not so little, but one of those...
Those little things weigh about $1.25.
Yeah, I don't want him running over my feet. Yikes. That's hilarious.
So I could see the SFL injury report stating that Al Lewis is out for a day with a bum toe from a Hummer incident.
No, non-disclosed injury.
Would they call that a Hummer toe? Instead of turf toe, would they call that Hummer toe?
Yeah. Hummer toe.
Yeah.
Hummer toe. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, big guy, you need to check in all the time because we be playing basketball and baseball, and you're on the team too. You mean you be dominating on basketball?
Oh man. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I put together a little Lone Star basketball team on NBA 2K, and I didn't know what you looked like. So you've got a giant afro. Most people look really ridiculous. You have a giant afro. I modeled you after Shaq. And so,
I did when I was a teenager. I had a big afro, so
did you? Okay. Perfect. It's
awesome, man. We got all of our players out there.
It's pretty hilarious. And I'm truth be told, I made us all animals, so we're beating everybody by 60 or 70 points. It's not realistic at all, but it sure is a lot of fun. So
we get to laugh and chat. That's the best part about it.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Well, in fact, Doug did the same thing with a baseball game. So we've got all kinds of off-season activities.
Good. That's great.
Yeah.
This is a great locker room.
And I'm working on hockey right now. So.
Yeah, I played a little hockey. I'm from New York. I played a little hockey.
Yeah.
I'll get you in there.
But yeah, you just said great locker room. I really feel blessed to have everybody that we have. I'm going to go on record as saying we already have one of the best locker rooms in the league. I know every other team rolling their eyes right now, and that's fine. I get it. You're going to think yours is the best. Ours is the best. Think it's the best.
Well, I'm going to go on record and say that our GM Diva Dave has done an excellent job.
Yeah, he has.
I reluctantly agree.
we can't you know, we can't inflate his head too much, you know.
I don't know how he's gonna get a helmet on. I really don't know.
No, I know. And we ran a sim where he was the MVP of the game, so that he was insufferable.
And he was like, "Oh, of course."
Yeah, he was insufferable after that. He was insufferable.
I'm glad I missed that.
he just had a birthday this past weekend, so.
Yep. 51 years young. 51 years young. What are you looking forward to the most, Al? I'm looking forward to the draft. I don't want to skip all of it, but I am just chomping at the bit to get everybody in and get going. I really want to get this team complete and get going.
I'm through the draft. I'm through signing. I'm through all of that. I want to play.
Yeah.
I want to get down to the games. Let's get down. Let's get all the people in the locker room, you know, that's going to be with us, and let's just get it going.
Yeah. Did you see that they're talking about another big round of expansion next season?
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah. That could be crazy. Something's got to happen. We've got so many people coming in, so.
Yeah.
And with everybody being inside now, you know, it's really, you know, they're finding us, you know, more people are finding us.
Yeah.
You know, I remember how all the numbers of the people that signed on during our draft last year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had people that saw the draft and that was their first exposure and they went, wait a minute, I need to be part of it. I don't, you know, it's funny. I'm sure we'll lose some. I'm sure we had some people with all the coronavirus stuff that were home more than they would have been. Of course we did. Of course we got some people we probably wouldn't have found anyway. But this, I feel like this is so great. We're not going to lose a lot of them once things lighten up. We'll lose a few, sure. I think we probably picked up an awful lot of people that we're not going to lose for a while at least, and we're only going to keep growing.
I see that in minor league general chat a lot. It's like, hey, where did this guy go? Oh, he left the server. So right. I mean, we're losing one, maybe one or two. So
I have a question. A while back there was a discussion about capping everyone's their lineage, you know, at 10 years, then you have to retire. Is that still a thing? Is that still something that they're talking about doing?
To my knowledge, there hasn't been any movement on it. It's a proposal that comes up. I know, as I understand it, there are proposals that come up every season in the off-season owners meeting, and some of them come up and get squashed immediately. Some of them get discussed and they don't have a real solution for it. And so it gets tabled until somebody has a better idea. I don't know. I know that it's come up. I know people have talked about that. I don't know how you implement that. That's going to take better brains than me to do that, to have some kind of mandatory retirement. I'm not in favor of it. I want to play as long as I can devote the time. But I can appreciate the arguments that people might have for it. I just reject them utterly. You know.
I guess the expansion is the counter to the forced retirement. Just expand it out. And, you know.
Yeah. 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 That's probably true.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So I guess we could probably, I mean, you know, we have 22 now. I could see going to 32, but I mean, we could probably go as many teams as, you know, as many as Cam can handle.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
You know, as long as we keep getting the supply, the demand, and, you know.
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
What are they playing on now? 4? Xboxes now, or is it all played on one?
I don't know.
I think I heard somebody say something about they were playing on 4 of them or something.
That could be. That could be. Well, and just the nature of how they need to set it up with the, you know, you use the flash drives for all the teams and all those things or whatnot. I don't know. They may, and having to move them around. That's part of why teams play each other. We've talked a lot about why some teams will play each other twice and then not play other teams at all. Part of that is the logistics of moving them around on the hard drive storage. It's just kind of a nightmare. So
how many teams are on a file? Eight. Or something like
eight? Eight at a time. Yeah. And so that's problematic. Obviously they do a very good job as things are, but the expanding teams is logistically more of a nightmare than expanding rosters. I believe that's how they put it. Again, I keep misquoting Cam on all kinds of things, I think. but you get the spirit at least.
Plus, we had also discussed the, you know, I'm sure that people are ready to go and, you know, stuff like that. But the other thing that we were discussing was the owners, the people that are prepared enough to become owners, I guess is the way I could say it.
Mm-hmm.
Are there enough people that are ready to take over a team and devote the time to a team?
Right. Yeah, it's not. I mean, we see people all the time saying, hey, I want to be an owner. And heck, I came in thinking, hey, maybe I want to be an owner. I don't want to be an owner. There's a lot to it. And frankly,
everybody's so used to Madden. Oh, I've owned a team on Madden franchise and blah, 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 blah. Then they come in here and they're like, whoa, what the hell is this?
Well, and what we see on the field and all of that stuff is the least of it. It's the least of the efforts you see. I mean, you see the thing that Wally and Charles are doing with the branding, that crazy interview with me and the Mountain Man and all that stuff, the social media stuff, all of that, Daz, the things they're doing, the Sector 6, getting all of that stuff set up. It just makes my head hurt thinking about it. And not my wheelhouse. I don't want to do it. We all saw a team get removed from the league. As we were coming in, a team got removed because they weren't living up to the standards that they needed. So that's a big part. They have to be sure they're ready. So
question for Al.
Yeah, go ahead.
Another big topic that comes up, what's your feelings on being a backup? You know, if they expand rosters to 30 players, do you feel like you'd want to be a backup or would you rather go back to the minors?
Okay. A, I'm not going to the minors. I'm big time. I've been a starter all my life.
Right.
I came in the league starter.
Yeah, because if you missed it, they were talking about the expansion team and the whole like depth chart and, you know, certain players not being on the field all the time. So the talk was, you know, would players want to come in
and rotate in and out?
But not necessarily rotate. You'd have a quarterback on your team, but he would only come in if your first string quarterback got hurt.
But yeah, if you built your team that way.
For like 4 weeks. If the quarterback got hurt for 4 weeks, then the quarterback would be out for 4 weeks and your backup would play for 4 weeks.
Like in real life.
Yeah. Well, like I said, with the subscription part of it, say you come into the league and yes, I want to be as good as Kramer Jackman. I want to be a kicker. Okay, your subscription per month is say 50 cents or a dollar. The other guy comes in, I want to play quarterback. Okay, your subscription per month is $7 because it's such a position that not everybody's going to, you know,
Right.
Yeah. And then all the other positions are somewhere in between. You know, so I don't know. It just me, you know.
Well, and it's important to note, we don't want to put misinformation out there. These are things that are being talked about. They're not things that are policy. They're not things that are happening.
Well, like I said, we're just here to speculate and throw stuff out. And
You're here to stir the pot.
I like the injury thing. I can go with that. You know, yeah.
If I'm hurt
for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, then the next guy should come in and play.
Right.
I can get behind that because that actually happens. Rotating, based
on the All-Star game,
Okay. I could see.
Did you see the All-Star game?
Not a lot of it, no. I'll be honest.
You saw Dunhill come in, and then Christensen came in, and then Dunhill was back in, and it was like, now who's kicking?
Yeah.
You know, T-Roy. Like T-Roy to BDG, and, you know, so, yeah.
I could maybe see rotating every other series or something.
What about stamina?
Okay.
And the substitution slider.
Run three plays, you know, you get tired, then somebody else comes in and runs.
Or substitutions because of the down, third down.
Yeah.
Situational substitutions. I could see that.
Pass rushers versus run stuffers, the defensive end.
AI would get all crazy with that.
Well, I don't think it can handle it. This game is marketed 2008, but you got to understand it was probably in R&D for a couple of years, so it's actually like maybe 2006, 2005 technology. I don't know if it can handle situational substitutions and stuff like that. I mean, we were doing that back in 2005, but, you know, were they doing it, you know, in the game, situational substitutions? I just don't know. I don't know if it can handle it.
Hey guys, we are going to take a short break, and you guys are welcome to come back for another segment. We're going to take a short break, reset, refill the coffee mugs, all of that jazz.
Eat some Twinkies.
Yeah, eat Twinkies, whatever you want. This is bashing the SFL. Stay with us. We're going to have another segment coming right up. And we're back with bashing the SFL. We got a prospect profile for you. Excuse me while I stumble to speak. We're with Chris Porter. He's a defensive end for the Lincoln Rattlers. Is that what I saw? You're playing for Lincoln?
Yep.
All right. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your real name, if that's not your real name, maybe where you're from, anything you're comfortable with. I don't want to put people on the spot, so, you know, if you're in the witness protection program or anything, I don't want to get you in trouble. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you found the league, and we'll go from there.
Okay, I'm originally from Mississippi. I joined the Marines in like 2000, got out 2004, but okay. I've been to Southern California since. I worked in the biotechnology for like 15 years while I was working. I kind of worked from the ground up, but I got my bachelor's, got my master's, got my MBA, and been doing podcasts for 12 years now. And I learned about the league through my friend. His name is Leo Jefferson. He plays Madison. He's a cornerback. Oh. So okay. I learned through him. Yeah, so I really like it. He's more of a gamer than me. Like, he actually does like the Madden leagues and all that. I don't really have time for that, but like, I like this a little bit better. I always like even when I played Madden or anything, I just do franchise, and most of the time I simulate it. So it's kind of like what I do anyway. I always like the simulation part of the game better.
Yeah,
that's the part I like, how they how each, like, the coach is somebody, the player is somebody, the owner is somebody. That's really cool. And then all the detail with the league, yeah, I really like it.
Okay. Why did you pick defensive end? Is that a position you wanted to play, or was it an availability?
because when I played in high school. In high school, I played like center. I started at center, but then I played like defensive tackle. Mm-hmm. And I used to like Reggie White. I used to like Bruce Smith, like Howie Long. So I always played defensive end. I just thought that was like a cool position, you know, sack the quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm probably one of the few people I you know what, if you told me I had to play quarterback, I'd be like, all right, you know, I'm a team guy, but I'm not, I don't want to be a quarterback. I've never aspired to be a quarterback. My favorite player is quarterback. My favorite player of all time is Joe Montana, but I just like him. It wasn't the quarterback position. So
quarterback,
yeah,
likes too much pressure on him. You don't want to play the quarterback.
I like putting the pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah.
So how many check-ins do you have so far this year, this season?
I have 11.
11? So you're planning on getting drafted then, huh?
I hope I get drafted. I mean, even
so
with
For the owners out there that are listening to this, Chris has been doing pretty good in the minors. He's got 6 sacks, 17 tackles, and 10 tackles for loss. So he's getting it done.
Yeah, and I'm also I've been learning about I'm doing offensive coordinating responsibilities a little bit too. So I'm not like, I want to be better with it, but this is my first year. So I really like that part of the game too, like the coaching part. So I want to learn more about that too.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
So that kind of, so that kind of follows into the next question. So where do you see yourself heading, or what are your aspirations for the SFL? You said, you know, OC and coaching and stuff. Where else do you see yourself going or wanting to go?
Well, my friend, like I said, me and my friend Leo Jefferson, the quarterback. He's the cornerback. I keep saying quarter, but cornerback for Madison. But we're like friends for like 20 years. So I was telling him, like, we should be on a team. I was like, I own a team, UGM or something. So I was telling him, like, one day we own a team, or even own a minor league team, something like that.
Did you say Miami?
No, I said owner minor league team.
Oh, minor league. Okay. I thought you said
so team. maybe next season you possibly get a coaching gig in a minor league team, huh?
Yeah, I hope so.
There you go. You heard it here first. Chris Porter.
Good candidate right here.
I've been working with Jose Fuentes. Mm-hmm. He's the head coach of the Rattlesnake, so I'm already an offensive coordinator with him, so you know, I want to just keep learning and keep growing. And just, you know, I want to just be a player. I want to learn more.
Okay. That's great. Well, Jose's got he coming from that Sioux Falls franchise. That's a good background. Sioux Falls is one of my favorite franchises in the league. So that's where you're getting that. That's where you're getting that mentoring from. You're in good hands. That's a good place to come from.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so let's fast forward and imagine it all worked out, and I'm already pulling for this to happen for you. Where would you like to put an expansion team? If you're the guy, where are you going to put them?
Oh, well, you know, I'm in San Diego, and the Chargers left, so, you know, I want to bring them.
Whoa. Hang on a sec.
No, Doug, you can't leave.
Porter? No. You're in San Diego?
Well, I'm in Oceanside, so I'm in San Diego County. So I'm in North San Diego County.
I live in Chula Vista, so.
Okay.
I think Hammer's up there by you.
I think so.
Liam Hammer's up there in Oceanside.
Okay, we gotta connect.
Yeah.
Oh, so you trying to bring a franchise to San Diego too?
Oh, no, not me. Isn't. No, no, no.
No, he isn't. He signed a lifetime contract with Lone Star. He can't go anywhere.
They threw in the Twinkie. They threw in the Twinkies. I couldn't pass that up.
I was looking at it. I was like, why is no San Diego team out here? On here?
Well, I thought we were going to get one.
There's a player that's pushing to get one. So I think he put in for it this year. He'll probably get it next season. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Okay.
He might be looking for offensive coordinators and all that stuff. So, yeah. That's just cool. Gotta see.
Yeah,
like
that's
we said before, we just sit here and throw out speculation. And
Doug throws all kinds of wild crap out there just to see what happens. It's kind of fun. That's why his segment's called Unhinged.
Unhinged.
You never know what you're gonna get. Who who is a player, a real life player that kind of resonates with you, Chris? I mean, who, you know, if you're picturing yourself on the field, who are you picturing? You mentioned Howie Long, which is a great choice. I remember watching him. I wasn't even a Raiders fan, and I rooted for him.
Well, I like Reggie White, but then it was actually in the game against Madison, they was trying to come back and win. I got the last 2 sacks to end the game, and then the announcers said, "Oh, Porter's channeling the great Reggie White," and I was like, "Cool," because that's what actually was trying to do.
That, so I remember, like,
how's that mind thing work like that? That's crazy. It's like,
yeah, I remember that. That was good.
Yeah, so Reggie White for sure. Always, even when I played, I actually wanted to be Reggie White. Steal his moves and try to be like him. Yeah,
that's a great role model. That is a great role model. You want to have his number if you can when you get drafted. You want to have Reggie's number?
If I could, that would be great.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. Yeah, that's another one. Truth be told, I mean, I'm a 49er fan most of my life, but I have always just liked football, and so. There are just so many great football people and memories and teams that I go back to that more than I go back to, air quotes, my team. And Reggie White's one of those guys. Reggie White was must-see TV every time.
He always had a smile on his face.
While he was kicking butt. I know, right? Reggie White, that's fantastic.
That's a team player right there.
I like how he won for Green Bay that year. They won in Green Bay.
And
just a class person off the field too. Just a fantastic individual off the field. So you guys coming up on the last game. Who do you guys have for your last game?
I want to say Albuquerque.
That sounds about right. It's whoever we played week one. Everybody's playing whoever they played week one.
I'm going to say Albuquerque.
Okay. Feeling good about it?
I mean, only thing we can't, like, if we win, we don't get in regardless. So that's kind of like, but I think we should win. We're going to win for sure, but we're not getting the playoffs. So it's kind of like, you know, everybody wanted to get in the playoffs, but.
We know we're out.
Yeah,
if you've been watching like the past couple of weeks, like our offense has been picking up, like our quarterback play and everything. So I think we got a good, like last week was a good, we got like a good running gun offense going and our defense is doing good. So it should be a good game. Like I said, we beat the top two teams.
You did. Yeah, you got the best of the game. And you just never know. It's kind of, I know for me when I finally, playbook is done. I've got this brief moment of, oh my God, you know, I want to keep working on it. But then also it's like, now I've let it go. And we're going to see how it works. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it's complete. I'm going to try and keep it PC. sometimes it's a complete mess on the field. but that's part of the deal of learning. So it's been fun for me to learn.
It's almost kind of like chess to me.
Like what?
It's like chess almost to me. Like
that's a good observation. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like you don't really, and then it's chess, but it's just like, it's a different type of chess cause you still don't know what moves are going to be made or anything.
Exactly.
You're just picking moves you want, but you still don't know what they're going to pick. So it's kind of like, and then when you see your plays work and everything, you're like, oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah. It feels good. It feels good. But that's a good, and it's like chess that you have to plan out ahead of time without having to respond to this. Yeah. That's it.
And then AI walks up and just wipes all the pieces off the board.
I'm still trying to figure out the no huddles. I'm like, where do no huddles come from? It'd be like first quarter, 10 minutes. In the
first play of the game.
I know.
Even the kickoff is no huddle.
I thought I had it figured out. I thought I figured out the secret in week one because it was doing no huddle exactly when I wanted it to. And I was thinking, okay, all right, this is awesome. I was wrong.
And then week two is when the like AI wiped all the pieces off.
Why are you doing that? I was sitting there just kind of pulling my hair out going, that's the worst possible call at that time. Thanks. Thanks a lot, AI. Yeah, I didn't have anything figured out. Have you had some good conversations with major league teams about the draft or anything?
Yeah, I've been talking to a couple teams, so it's a couple of owners out there, and I'm making, actually, before you called me, I was working on my podcast, and then I'm making a little highlight reel I was going to send out to some of the owners, but I have a few owners I was talking to and a couple teams I'm looking at, but as long as I get drafted, that's the main thing, but I would like to get drafted to a good organization that I can build and grow with it. I want to be a franchise player. I really don't want to leave and keep going to different teams every year, so I want to just go to a team that I can be great and, you know, we can all build and win championships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're hoping,
I want to be one of them players that a franchise defensive end, you know, like Reggie White. You know what I'm saying? I want to be Reggie White. Like, I want that leadership attribute on me. I want to make my line better too. So.
There we go.
There you go.
Doug, you had something. And I kind of cut you off.
So do you have a nickname picked out for you? Like Chris, the bad man Porter.
Somebody said, it was some announcer that said Porterhouse Steak. I like that one.
Ooh.
Somebody said Porterhouse Steak. I like that.
Beastin'.
Yeah.
Like that. That's right. I remember that now. Yeah.
Okay, I go to Porterhouse Steak. Because if you get a Porterhouse Steak, that means you got some money. You're doing good.
That's right. You are doing good.
You know you're living it.
Good. Yeah, especially you got the A1 sauce. So
that's Dave Axis level right there. That's what that
is. Oh, yeah. Porterhouse and a shot of whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Or a buttery Chardonnay. I can't believe you actually said that. My goodness. So if you could pick, is there a team? Wow, I'm really putting you on the spot. You can plead the fifth on this if you want, all right? Is there a team in the league that you look at, regardless of what they've got or whatever, and you look at and you go, boy, I'd love to join that team? Is there a team in the league that really, I know when I came into the league, I thought Seattle was just fantastic. I was impressed by them. I wanted to join them. I didn't see it happening, and I was happy with how it turned out. But I love Seattle. I love them. So is there a team like that that you're looking at and you're going, boy, that looks like a good deal?
Yeah, you are putting me on the spot, but it's a couple franchises I looked at. Like I like Atlanta, of course.
Well run team.
Like Arizona. I like Denver. And then I'm even looking at the expansion teams. I'm just looking at all the moves they're making and how they're building. So I'm like they're doing something right. So like I said, whatever, as long as it's a good organization. I want to go with some history of winning. I want to go somewhere like that.
Okay.
Or if not, they don't necessarily have to win. At least if they have the coaches and the organization, the staff that has the history of winning, I'm fine.
Okay.
With that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I can respect that. And all those that you pick, there's something great about all of them. There really is. I can't think of a team in the league that I don't have some measure of respect for in some area. There's something good to be had for all of them. And it's incredible resonance.
I was actually trying to go to, I mean, when I first, I didn't know how the league worked at first. So when I first got to the league, I was trying to go to London because I was like, I related to a Baron. So I was trying to go to London.
Oh, okay.
That's a long flight.
Yeah, but I'm actually related to a Baron. I did that Ancestry.com, and I kept going, and I relate to a Baron. I'm like, okay. I might have to go to the home soil one day. You know, one day I might have to go to London, just play a season or two, just in case.
Well, Liam Crowder, if you're listening to this, here's your D.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to bring the Porterhouse Steak to London.
Well, before I forget, make share a link or whatever to your podcast. I want to follow your show and listen to you. Why don't you share that in our DM or something?
Definitely.
That should be sitting in the chat right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually trying. Like I said, I'm gonna make the highlight film. I'm posted today. I want to show y'all my. I had two games where I had two back-to-back sacks. So I want to show everybody that.
Oh yeah, that was game two, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, in the last game. The last game I just did that too.
Nice. Yeah, you guys coming in have got a whole lot more skills in those areas than I do, I'll tell you that much. I can barely, like I always say, I can barely pull this show together, so.
Beating a rock with a rock.
Yeah, caveman with a rock, as far as I'm concerned.
Are we ready? Are we ready for the celebrity?
Oh, you want to ask him that question? Go for it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, go for it.
So, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Question is, who is your celebrity arranged marriage? If you could marry any celebrity, who's your pick?
I'll probably pick Kim Kardashian just because she got a lot of money.
Okay.
Yeah. Good eye candy. I'll pick her.
There you go.
It's a arranged marriage anyway, so she ain't gonna really like me anyway, so it don't matter who you pick. Whatever.
We're not worried about her feelings, are we?
Right. Kim Kardashian, probably.
All right. That is a solid, that's a reasonable decision. I like it. That's well thought out. Probably if you take the emotion out of it, you're probably better off. Who knows? Yeah, I'm kind of a romantic atheist myself. I'm kind of sworn off of that. So it's just safer that way.
Yeah, it is.
Chris, you've been a great interview. And I'm glad you reached out because I didn't know really anything about you. So it's been fantastic having you on the show. Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to take us out on?
I just want to say thanks for appreciating talking to both of you. And like I said, I like your podcast, so just keep doing it. I like it. Like I said, I just want to be a part of the community, and I just want to add value. So
you definitely do. Yeah. I can tell you that right off the bat. You definitely do.
Yeah, wherever you land, they'll be lucky to have you.
That's for sure.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks. Everyone, this has been Chris Porter, the Porterhouse Steak. And, I'm looking at you guys. I'm looking at all you guys out there. This is a guy you need to think of because he brings a lot to the table. He's going to be a fantastic addition to any locker room. This has been Prospect Profile. And thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, see y'all later. Nice talking to y'all.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Welcome back to Prospect Profile with Coach's Corner. I'm Brian Craven, and our guest tonight is Mike Hall, the defensive end for Lincoln. Mike's having himself a nice season in the minors, and hopefully he's getting set up to have a very productive career in the big leagues. Mike, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe where you're from, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so, brew town, beer city.
Nice.
Obviously, I'm a big Packer fan, being from Wisconsin. I'm 43 years old. I'm married to my second wife, who is definitely way better than me. I've definitely outkicked my coverage on this one.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah. I like to say that I have 2.5 kids. I have a son, a daughter, and then I have a stepson who's the oldest. I count him as mine, but, he's my half, so.
I got you. What do you do when you're not doing virtual football?
So I am a tire specialist. I work for a tire distributor, but my position is being embedded into an auto dealership to help them sell tires.
I got you. Okay. How did you find us? How did you find the SFL?
So with all the stuff that was going on, my wife and I both got reduced hours. We fortunately kept working the whole time, but we got reduced hours. And I said, well, let's cut out cable. Not the internet, but cable. And so we did that. And I was flipping through my TV Plus on my Samsung one day. And I landed on FTF. And it happened to be the Atlanta Swarm's semifinal game.
And with Vancouver?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, what the heck is this? And so I was instantly enthralled. I watched it. I listened to everything that they were talking about, and I instantly started digging in, looking up everything I could find, whether it was website or articles or videos, everything I could find. I joined the Discord. I did a bunch of research. The next day, I kind of, you know, goofed off at work by doing a bunch more research on the SFL, and went through all the rosters, looked to see, you know, how many people were in each position. And fortunately for me, my position of choice, defensive end, looked like one that I could make work. So I was like, sweet, I'm signing up as a defensive end, and I did it right then and there.
Oh, that's fantastic. You're kind of a unicorn. Everybody coming in wants to be a quarterback or a running
diva
back.
Diva
wide receiver. We're looking at you, Axis. You know, so here you are wanting to work in the trenches. I love it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's awesome to score a touchdown, but that feeling is matched equally by being able to get in that backfield and violently introduce that quarterback to the turf.
I like this guy.
Oh, this guy's like awesome.
But what I think we might need to cut Yogi. No, we can't do that.
No. Maybe we cut. No, I don't know. I don't know what we're gonna do.
Let's cut you.
No.
Okay. No.
So Mike,
we're not making any cuts.
Doug
Sorry,
Day
Mike.
Here. So now that we know a little bit about you, so what are your if you have any future goals that you want to accomplish in the SFL? Coaching, scouting, owning a team eventually. So what do you got? What are you thinking?
Well, I mean, right now I'm enjoying the ride, but I think eventually I'd like to be a GM. I'd like to be that guy that helps put together the pieces of a championship franchise and watch it succeed.
There you go. So follow up with that question. What are some teams that you have been noticing that really stand out to you?
Well, you know, obviously the Arizona Scorpions with Eddie, you know, that defensive mind that he has, that team really stands out to me. And Allen with the Predators, those guys really know their stuff when it comes to defense. I've gotten lucky enough to sit in and watch and listen to Allen work on some of his spreadsheets and stuff and talk about the things that he does. And yeah, those guys are pretty awesome.
Yeah, they both. Yeah, those are some really defensive-minded guys. That's a good model. You know who's also, I think, a kind of an underrated defensive mind is Tom Rahman over there with Vegas. He put together some really good defensive game plans last season and some of their wins. Vegas had an oddly let's call it schizophrenic season. But when they were good, they were very good.
Well, with that, though, I don't think it's actually... Now, there's been rumor. I can't verify or confirm anything, but I don't think it's Tom Rahman doing it. I think he's getting all of his information from his squirrel.
Oh, good
so
grief.
I'm just saying.
You think Nico is the defensive coordinator?
Have you ever seen Nico's little cute face? There's
yes.
an evil genius defensive mind behind those eyes.
Yeah, ooh. I've heard those rumors too.
Wow. See? Wow.
Not as wild as penguins, but I'm telling you, Nico's one you gotta watch.
I can't even look at you, your goofy little picture right now. I can't even do it. Okay, Nico's
unhinged.
The defensive coordinator. All right.
Hey, funnier things have happened.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Mike, are you having... I'm going to keep us moving here, if that's okay.
Roll it.
All right. Mike, are you having any good conversations with other teams leading up to the draft?
Oh yeah, I've had some really good conversations with several of the teams that have shown some interest in me, and I mean, every conversation I have with any of you vets has been awesome. Everybody here is really welcoming and friendly, helpful. I would have never have guessed that I would find anything like this. This has been a great experience.
Yeah, I I kept waiting for that owner last season to be like, dude, screw off, you're not on my list, go away, you know, and nobody would do that. Even people that were like, yeah, we don't have a need, you know, or we've got somebody in mind, you know, it was clear I wasn't going there, they would talk to me, frankly, for hours. It's really remarkable how the league goes in that regard. So you picked defensive end, that's what you wanted to play. Did you play that growing up? What brought you? What makes defensive end so great to you? Other than the, you know, getting to introduce the quarterback to the turf, what else?
Well, I mean, every position has some versatility to it, but yeah, I like being there in the trenches and mixing it up with the guys on the other side of the line. And I did play it a lot when I was younger. And then, like, when we'd play, you know, pickup games with our friends, which were always the best, so much more fun than organized football, granted not as safe, mind you. But yeah, I would get out there and I would dominate, and I just love, you know, chasing down that quarterback, especially the more mobile guys, when they think they're shifty and sneaky and you can come up behind them and just, you know, blindside them.
Yeah, yeah. All right, who's a player? When you see yourself on the screen, what player are you seeing in your mind? Is it you, or is there like, are you looking at Reggie White in your mind? Are you looking at wearing 77? I don't know if you know who Lyle Alzado was, but are you?
Oh yeah,
him?
I know Lyle.
All right, good call.
He's now, not that. Come on now.
You
he's
know,
like I... he's like 10 years younger than me, man. He's like really young. Come on.
Yeah, but I, you know, I pay attention to everything, and plus Lyle Alzado did a lot of acting too. You couldn't miss him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I would never dare compare myself to somebody as amazing as Reggie White. But there's so many good defensive ends out there, and not even from just the, you know, the Packers. Like guys like Jared Allen or Julius Peppers, who was with the Packers, and that was a lot of fun to have him there. I see when I made my build, I did kind of focus on somebody like Jared Allen with his size and stats. There's just so many. I mean, Deacon Jones was amazing.
I like it.
Willie Wood was amazing. There's so many great defensive ends in the NFL history. When I'm watching the game, I see myself, but I want to see my guy succeed like all those guys did eventually.
I got you. Okay. If you were forced to play something else, what position would you want to play?
So my first secondary I chose was tight end. That was another position I liked. So when we were playing our pickup games and we switched from offense to defense to offense, I would always, you know, enjoy being tight end because I could help protect the quarterback. I could swing out over the middle and keep the chains moving, so to speak. Plus, you know, I'm a bigger guy, so I could, you know, make that catch and pound through a linebacker and defensive back and score that touchdown if need be.
Okay.
There you go.
Doug.
Sounds about right.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm just...
Okay.
I'm just here.
If you could write the script, and if you feel uncomfortable saying this, go right ahead. But if you could write the script, what team do you want to get drafted by?
Oh, my goodness. That is such a loaded question.
I know.
Top three.
I know. Yeah. Give us a contender. You don't have to put it that specific. Give us a contender.
Well, I mean, obviously playing for guys like Eddie or Allen would be awesome. I know Eddie doesn't have any openings at defensive end. Allen does. That would be really cool. But, you know, listening to your stories about Vancouver, I would love to, you know, end up in Vancouver with a guy that could teach me the ropes the way Andy could.
Well, with your goals, Andy would be a really good yeah, I can see that completely. Andy's fantastic at getting people ready for their careers later on.
Right next door to Lee Adama. Woo.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they moved Brackett back to linebacker, so
yeah.
He's got space. He's got space there.
He's definitely looking.
I'm not going to do that to you or Andy. I'm not going to ask if you guys have talked. We'll keep that on the down low.
He's talking to people.
Well, of course.
He's talking to individuals. no name.
What do you think about the potential roster expansion that's starting to bounce around a little bit? How do you feel about, let's go all the way up to maybe 30 people on a team? How do you feel about that?
I mean, the more the merrier, right? Mm-hmm. I know paying for a full subscription, if you were to only play like every third down, maybe some people would feel like they're not getting their full value out of it. But to be out there, no matter how many plays I'm getting, I would be super happy to be out there just to see myself out there.
Sure.
Plus, with, like I said, with all the people I've met, all the rookies, all the vets, I mean, just to be around you guys is made this more than worth it.
Now, when yeah. you watch your games on Wednesday, do you have an audience with you? Wife, kids, they sit and watch? Do they one day, you know, oh, Dad, I want to join. I want to get in on this. What do they got?
Yeah, so Wednesday is the day I happen to have my youngest son. He's 17. Unfortunately, he has no interest in sports, so he hangs out in his room playing video games. But I do try. Yeah, I do try and get my wife to enjoy the game with me. But with the way things are right now and her having to work from home, and she's a mechanical engineer, sometimes she ends up having to work during the game. So I'm like, did you see that? And she's like, no, I'm sorry, I was working. I'm like, aw.
YouTube replay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we've got a few people that we've chatted with. Their whole family's going to be there on draft night and do all of that jazz. I think that'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
You looking forward to draft? You looking forward to all of that process?
Oh, yeah. I'm super excited. I don't even care what round my name is called off in, as long as my name gets called, if it gets called. What I'm most excited about, as I get closer and closer to the draft, what I'm most excited about is seeing which of my fellow rookies I'll be able to call teammate come start of season 15.
Mm-hmm. Well, the odds are that there'll be somebody. I mean, we've got so many teams that need a lot of positions. They're going to have a lot of rookies. They just by necessity are going to have a lot of rookies.
Yeah.
So that's well, and boy, I tell you, that's one of the great things about the league is that we can do these games, we can compete, but we can maintain our relationships that we've already developed anyway. But you meet some really great people. Once you get plugged into a team, you meet some people that maybe you haven't been interacting with, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and we've told the rookies, you know, before, it's like with draft coming up, you know, and to hope to get drafted, you know, you need to get yourself out there, and you know, some individuals have put some videos and clips and all that other stuff out there, but you know, there's individuals that are in the rookie big board that when their names come up, you know, when we're bouncing ideas off of the draft, you know, the war room, you know, we're thinking like, who is this? Who is this person? So, you know, if you're wanting to get drafted, you have to get out there, you have to get your name known, hit up owners and all that stuff, or who knows, you could, you know, another season in the SFLM, but I don't know. But yeah, really? Mike, I think Mike's going to, he's first round, definitely first round. Maybe second round.
You think
round.
So? You think Maybe so? Second. I like first it. Round. No, I like it. I'm all right with it. I'm all right with it. Let's put it on the board.
Lots of defensive end positions are going to be taken in the first round.
Okay.
Defense. So yeah, you know.
The Swami has spoken.
There you go. There you go.
Swami has spoken.
Taken Sunday, January 1st, June 1st.
All right. Well, Mike, we got to ask you. There's a standard question.
Oh, yes.
To ask it, it goes in your permanent record with the league to be used to evaluate your character.
He already knows what it is. He's thinking, oh, crap, here we go.
He's been around.
He's heard enough of these.
Tell us your celebrity arranged marriage.
Well, I mean, that's a simple one. It would have to be Anne Hathaway.
You said that. I saw you say something about that earlier.
Yeah, she's got a great sense of humor. She's a beautiful person. And, I mean, my goodness, did you see Love and Other Drugs? That body is just, wow.
I did see that.
I gotta ask this quick question. For those of you that are keeping score at home, Mike is actually on video. So when he answered that question, he took a quick shot look to his left. Is your wife over there?
She is not. I believe maybe a cat knocked at the door, but I had to double check.
That was funny. I was like, oh, are you looking?
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Hey, my ex-wife, and maybe the fact that she's my ex-wife has something to do with that. My ex-wife knew that Halle Berry was my second choice. so, you know, she also once said that she thought she had a better shot with Halle Berry than I did, which may have been true. I can't argue with that. So,
my wife sees my arranged, and she's like, "Hey, there's your girl."
Because they know we're full of crap, so that's why they can do that.
Huh. My wife always tells me, she says, "Oh my God, if you ever met her in person, you would just like, blah, blah, blah."
Probably. Well, Mike, you've been a fantastic interview. I want to thank you for being on here. I am looking at all of you first round teams that need a defensive end. Here's a guy right here. You should take him. He brings a lot to the table. Future GM, all that good stuff.
He brings it all to the table.
Oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Good branding. That's good branding. I don't care who you are. That's good branding. Mike, you have anything you want to take us out with?
I appreciate the time that you guys took to interview me today. And I got to be honest with you, I really owe Doug a big debt of gratitude. He was the one that mentioned to me about the opening that came up on Lincoln. And if it wasn't for him, I might not have had this spot right now.
Yeah, I remember that.
You took over for...
Somebody dropped out, and I told him, I said, "Hey, check with DC," and a whop, bam, boom, there he is.
There we go. So he must have taken over for Dingleberry that went to Portland then, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's right, huh?
Okay. I couldn't think of his name. I couldn't think of his name. Truesman.
That guy, Truesman.
There it is. He might be offended by that.
Yeah. I can't wait to see him in Portland running back. That's gonna be cool.
I'm gonna knock him out.
I couldn't have taken a better guy's spot. I'll tell you what, Truesman is a great guy, and I couldn't have taken a better guy's spot.
And then when Mike gets drafted to a team that plays him, he's gonna like get all over Truesman.
He's gonna knock him out too.
Oh yeah, no let throughs. There's none of that.
It's not personal. It's business. That's what we always say.
Oh yeah,
exactly. That's what we always say. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mike. This has been another edition of Prospect Profile. I want to thank you all for joining us, Mike. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike. You. Good luck in the draft, bud.
Thanks, guys.
And that has been another episode of Coach's Corner. Several great interviews. I thank you for spending the time with us and listening to these people. Stay tuned. The rest of the week, we're going to have more prospect profiles. We've got people like Matt Fennick and Brian Dynasty coming on the show, and many more. We'll do another roundtable with possibly both Lone Star people and a few people from around the league. We've got several topics we want to cover. But for now, our time together has come to an end. So I want to thank you for joining us. Good luck, and God bless, my friends.